Donnie Schwartz is with us live via telephone. He is the man in charge of PassoverListings.com. Is there anything affordable in the Pesach program world? Are there a lot of choices out there in the Pesach program world for 5785? Those are just two of the many questions that he can answer as co-founder and CSO of Passover Listings and PassoverListings.com. Donnie, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thanks for having me, Nachum. Appreciate it.
Now, I see here a list and links on your site to programs in some really interesting areas of the United States and plenty of exotic areas around the world. Is there, in fact, a plethora of choices for the kosher consumer who wants to go away for Pesach in 5785?
You know, this year there is. You know, this year is a great year to go away with Chol HaMoed, you know, four consecutive days. But there's a ton of options. Yeah, you got a ton of, you know, ton of properties, ton of programs all around the United States, as you mentioned, right? You got the tri-state area, you got Midwest, you got West Coast, you got Florida, down south. You got a ton of different options. And then you got all around the world. I mean, you know, Europe has a good of options. You know, you got South America, Central America. I mean, they just keep popping out of all different unique, exotic locations around the globe.
Of all your listings, and you may not even know the answer to this, but nonetheless, maybe you can get a feeling for it at this point. Of all your listings, what percentage of them are brand new? What percentage of the listings are, you know, brand new for this coming Pesach?
Oh, it's small. I mean, new programs these days, every year, there's really, you know, less than five.
Oh, wow.
New programs every year. Yeah, most programs are continuing on year after year. And then, you know, new programs pop up very, you know, there's a new program in California. There's a new program in Chile this year. There's a new Pesach program in Japan this year. So there's new programs that pop up. But I'd say a very small percentage, you know, maybe 1 to 2% of new programs every year.
PassoverListings.com. Donnie Schwartz is with us. So you know the hesitation. You and I have discussed this openly in the past that, you know, people, it's difficult enough to always rely on the fact that a veteran Pesach program is going to have, you know, a calm process of opening and servicing the public in a typical year. And we know there are challenges like that, and we're the first to criticize a program that's not able to keep to its commitment. But you've always emphasized that really is the minority of programs. What about the new ones? Are people hesitant to join a new one? Are there plenty of references for all these new ones so people could really do a good investigation? Where could you guide them on this?
Yeah. Listen, it's the biggest question. I mean, you know, every year people go away and the biggest issue and concern is, you know, do I spend tens of thousands of dollars on a program or do I spend $5,000 on a program? Because there are programs for that amount. In, you know, overseas, for example,
right?
You know, without, you know, knowing, you know, how the food is or how the rabbi, the speakers are, the entertainment or the hotel, it's very, because that's why, you know, Passover Listings is there for a source. But new programs are very difficult, right? Because you don't know. The biggest piece of advice for people who are looking at new programs is look at the operator and look what they've done in the past.
Right.
Most operators have done something, you know, for example, the one in California that's opened up. They actually, he was part of a reputable program for 20 years. He wasn't the CEO, but he worked there. So you gotta look at that.
Is it possible through your website to get a vibe or an idea of what the crowd is like? And not that any crowd is better than another, but, you know, people want to go with their nusach, with their crowd, with their neighborhood, with people of the same background. You know how it is. That some want kids there, some don't want as many kids there. The whole thing. Is there a way to tell from your listings, you know, specifics like that?
So it's the coolest thing. So I love this feature that we added last year, two years ago. There's a feature on our site where you can filter by program, by the click of a button, for a ultra firm crowd versus a mixed crowd, for separate swimming versus mixed swimming, right? For non-gabruchs versus gabruchs, right? So, you know, there's options. Yes, if you want to narrow it down with a click of the button, very, very simple.
Donnie Schwartz can guarantee you that you'll have matzo balls at the Seder. You can guarantee that if you just follow Passover list. All right, now, why do I get criticized for putting people like you on the air? I get criticized for it because the impression is that today in 2024, especially since COVID, you need a boatload of money to actually go away for Pesach. That's the impression. I'm glad you said what you just said before, because the truth is, in the United States, I think we've really gone in that direction. You could tell me if I'm right or wrong, but we've gone a lot in that direction, and it's harder to find the quote-unquote affordable for the middle-income people, the affordable program. But if one does now look in Europe and Israel, I'm not talking about Chile and other exotic places, but if one does look carefully in Europe and Israel, they would be shocked at what the base price is for some of those programs. Am I being accurate by saying that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the great news, the answer is yes. I mean, the great news about, all the programs out there is really there's something for everybody. Yes, you can spend, $10,000 to $20,000 a couple out there, but there are programs, like you just mentioned, in Europe and even Israel and all around the world, that offer a program for $5,000 per couple.
Right.
Or as cheap as $4,600 per couple. That's right. The cheapest one I know of. Right. So there are options out there. The greatest part, about what we have, candidly, is we make it easy for people. So we have a pricing tool. What's nice, if someone comes in, they can easily go put in the number of family members, the eight kids' age ranges, and it spits out a pretty accurate quote. It's not the direct, so I always call it a directional quote, but very close to the actual quote that the program operator would give you.
And that's answer, by the way. That's your answer, in my opinion, to those programs that don't like to advertise prices. I think it's only to the benefit of the consumer and the program.
100%.
I never understood that. I don't get the realtors who don't tell you the price of a house in an ad.
I don't get it.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, look, I get from the program standpoint, if you have multiple rooms, a lot of programs will offer you multiple, they'll offer you discounts.
Right.
But at the end of the day, there's two things, you hit it on the nail, Malcolm. There's two things people want in this world when it comes to kosher travel, whether it be Pesach programs or other programs around the world that they want to go on. It's reviews, which thankfully, we've had, and it's frankly just to make sure, you vet it, and pricing, transparent pricing, because you want to know what the price is before you go and search, through 120 Pesach programs.
And if they're willing to make a deal for multiple rooms, they should write that. They should write, inquire about multiple room discounts. I never understood that, but whatever. You're in a business where people are going to, pelt you with everything. So you're used to it. And whether you do, release all the reviews or don't, everyone's got a time to one way or the other. I get the whole thing. And I understand what people, when they complain that, that I'm speaking to a small minority of this audience and the community in general in terms of the ability to go away. I get the whole thing, but I think it's important, frankly, to not just highlight all the places that you're featuring, and it is Japan, Canada, South Africa, Israel, Morocco, Caribbean, Central America, Europe, Bahamas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it's important to highlight that, that if someone is in a certain price range, they shouldn't think that they're being locked out. Because honestly, Donnie, and maybe I'm only saying this because of my age, there are a lot of people who know what they would spend and the time and effort that they would spend setting up Pesach in their own home. And for 50 to 100% more of that price, they very well might just want to take a break, go away, and enjoy, being wined and dined for 8 days. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, actually 10, 11 days this year. Pesach's an extra day. Another thing, I mean, listen, you hit it on the nail. I mean, this year, especially this year, it's a great year to go away. You got four consecutive days of Chol HaMoed. You save up, right? Things of that nature. But you got to price things out ahead of time, and you got to find, the reviews, the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, that's what we do on the website. And then we have a Facebook group out there for people to interact with one another. I mean, that's key. You want to speak not with the people who work on the program, but people who've actually been on the programs as well. How was this, the steak, for example? Right. I mean, that's how detailed these questions can get.
And I wanted to just mention that, because you raised another really important point, aside from the 4 days of Chol HaMoed, which I should have jumped on immediately. In addition to that, I would imagine that with Pesach Saturday night, what you're saying is that a good number of programs will have a Friday midday check-in, and I would assume a good number of programs will have a Thursday midday check-in. Is that what you're saying?
100%. Yeah. Most programs actually have the Thursday, right? Wow. So they allow the Thursday.
More than 50% are letting you check in Thursday already? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Most programs, because Friday's tough travel day, for Shabbos. So Most programs Thursday, and then people come on Friday. They have the option. So most programs give the option. You can come Thursday, you come Friday. It's a little bit extra cost-wise if you come Friday. But, you know, three-day Yom Tov.
Right. And, so, and if Achron Shel Pesach is what? Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, right? Sunday is the final day of Pesach. If the final day of Pesach is Sunday, then if you put it all together, you're really getting a lot of bonus nights compared to a regular year.
Right.
Is there a lot in New York and New Jersey? You know, the impression is, and, you know, with all due respect to our relationships with those in the Catskills and everyone out there in this audience who's been paying attention knows that we have really good relationships with operators in the Catskill region, the few that remain. Is there a lot in New York and New Jersey available for this Pesach or not?
Yeah. There's a handful in New Jersey. There's a handful in New York. I mean, you got the, you know, in New York and Jersey, you got really the same cast of characters. You know, you got in New York, you got, you know, the FFHs, the Destination 613s, the Malora Resort, and the most in the Catskills, right? And then in New Jersey, you know, you got the same, you know, the same cast of characters as well. You got the Leisure Time Tours in Long Branch. You got Mindell's in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
And by the way, you're not saying this in a derogatory manner, because every single person that you just mentioned by reputation puts together a solid program every year.
No, these guys.
Yeah, they've been in it a long time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, the folks that have been doing it year after year after year, like the ones I just mentioned, you know, and those guys have been doing year after year. I mean, those guys put a solid program. Every time people come back, they have a good time. They enjoy it. They get what they pay for. It's reputable. You know, I always say go with the programs that have a good reputation are key, right? Because, you know what you're getting ahead of time, right? You know, it's just they're reliable programs. That's where you got to do your research, and you got to figure out what you want. Do you want a water slide, or do you want steak, duck, and salmon at every meal? Or are you okay with an excursion with very, you know, decent, you know, good food, but not plentiful, right? So yeah, there's so many options out there for everybody.
A lot of people, by the way, and this may be surprising, but I've learned this over the years. A lot of people, you know, they will arrange their Pesach excursion based on who the lecturers and speakers are. At the event.
Yeah.
So, you know, they want to be entertained and informed. So that's also a big thing, and that's one of the reasons, obviously, that programs, you know, try to attract the singers and the lecturers.
Oh, yeah.
To their program.
I mean, they spend big money on that. I mean, 100%. it's no joke. You know, when they get the Modis of the world and the you know, the God Elbazes, or you know, or the,
a lot of people.
But you know, But there's, you know, there's a ton of good speakers out there, and that's really, you know, it's really cool what this industry kind of evolved into. You know, year after year, it just keeps getting bigger. It also keeps getting unique, you know, with unique destinations and locations and hotels and amenities. I mean, we saw last year, like, you know, different, you know, new things where you go away and you get an apartment, but it's an all-inclusive, you know, package with food and everything of that nature to, you know, a hotel type style program, which most of them have. So you see tons of new things open up, which is really great. Everyone's looking for that hot new property, which, by the way, these days are very difficult to find, you know, the properties, the hotels. Yeah. It's not easy to lock down a hotel these days.
Yeah, believe it or not, hotel staff doesn't exactly enjoy Pesach. let's put it that way. In fact, if you bring in a staff that's experienced at Pesach, that's half the battle right there, frankly.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah, and these hotels, you got to, you know, look, think about it. Most Pesach, they fall out during Easter, right? And, you know, that is one of their busiest times.
Yeah,
so these hotels are now thinking, you know, why am I going to do a Pesach program when, you know, for the most part, during that time frame, I'm pretty busy already. Am I really going to go through the hassle and give a significant discount to the XYZ program operator? You know, it's very difficult these days. But if you find a good resort, which, you know, these guys have had over the years, I'm able to kind of continue to, you know, nourish that relationship. It's a goal. It's really nice opportunity. Good, you know, it's a good opportunity for them, for everybody, and people love it.
All right, folks, Donnie Schwartz and I do agree that some of the food and entertainment is outrageous at some of these programs. Nonetheless, there are programs that are that certainly will fit your profile if you go to his website and explore search for the specific amenities that you are looking for. So go to passoverlistings.com, and the best of luck to anybody who's in this pursuit of a place in Israel or the United States or Europe or wherever to go for Pesach. And if you want to stay home for Pesach, we completely admire your decision Just there is a segment of the community that that certainly would like to take the opportunity to hit the road when it comes to the big holiday. Donnie Schwartz, anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, thank you so much for having me, Nahum. And
good luck with this. Anybody in your industry's got to be on guard for everything that people are going to toss your way. So we wish you the best of luck and thanks for joining us this morning.
Appreciate having me. Thank you.
PassoverListings.com. My thanks to Donnie Schwartz. More coming up. You're listening to a Tuesday morning edition of JM in the AM.